Vinyl is back, baby. And if you don't want to miss the boat on all things vinyl, then you should jump right over to Still Spinning. That's STILL, Still Spinning on YouTube. It's Kevin Carpenter's wonderful channel where he has video after video on all things vinyl. So Kevin also has a Facebook page at facebook.com/stillspinning3, that's the number 3, where you can continue the conversation. So if you want that new turntable, if you're after the Beatles White Album, or you don't know what vinyl is all about, just jump over to Still Spinning on YouTube and hook up with Kevin Carpenter. And we thank Kevin and Still Spinning for supporting Tech Webcast.
I need a website, son.
What, Pop?
I need a website.
Well, if you're like Pop and you need a website, why not get on the internet and type furiousmarketing.com.au? They build all types of websites and can also help you with marketing your website. Furious Marketing can also be found on Facebook at Furious Marketing. So for all things website and marketing, you should be following furiousmarketing.com.au.
Is they furious at me, son?
Shh, no. That's their name and the ad's over.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Tech Webcast. Please like us on Facebook and Twitter at Tech Webcast. Thank you.
A beautiful liftoff. Climbing nicely, principally. Roll program initiated.
Welcome to the Tech Webcast Podcast, episode 434, recorded on the 1st of July 2017. Tech Webcast is recorded every Saturday at noon Melbourne time. Please rate us on iTunes and like us at facebook.com/techwebcast. Follow us on Twitter at Tech Webcast and download the Tech Webcast iPhone or Android app. You can also support Tech Webcast at patreon.com/techwebcast. Your hosts today are Brad, Jacob and myself, Daryl, and our very special guest is LED. Good afternoon, Brad.
Good afternoon, Daryl. How are you, mate?
I'm good. I'm really good. On a sort of after getting up on a really frosty morning, I think it was about -4 here in Mansfield this morning, and sort of the frost was baked on, but it's turning out to be not a bad day, and we've got a brand new intro, which is really cool.
You do. We do indeed. What do you think of it?
I think it's great. I think it's really, really good. I think it's nice to have a change. I mean, as much as I liked the old intro, I think it's nice to have a change and change things up a bit. And I think it's. I know everybody's going to have their own opinions on music. It's like ask five people and they'll give you five different opinions. But I like it. I like it. I enjoy it.
I like it. I think it sounds fantastic. We've got Ali Dion. Welcome to the podcast, Ali.
Hey, guys, thanks so much. I just wanted to ask, first up, did you guys sing that Tech Webcast harmony that I heard?
No, you don't know who did that?
No, who did it?
Dylan Lewis.
Oh, classic. No, I thought that's quite a harmony, and I wondered if you guys had, put yourselves to the test and came up I won't say Trump.
Trump.
No, he's done a lot of stuff for us, and I appreciate what he does. I know he's done a lot of intros for us, and I just asked him to do one. He said, "Yep, sure."
He's a champ.
He's a legend.
Yeah.
And he'll be coming on this podcast very shortly, so stay tuned for that too. By the way,
excellent.
Let's come back.
Awesome.
And chat about some tech stuff and some vinyl and some music stuff, whatever. How's your week been, Ali?
Oh, look, every week it starts off, I think it's going to go a certain way, and then something happens and it becomes a whole lot more challenging. It's been really busy of late. I think we last had a chat on this podcast back in December after I'd been to the Arias, I reckon.
That's right, yes.
And, a lot's happened, I suppose, in my music world. I've picked up a co-host for my Monday breakfast show on Southern FM. Oh. Shout out to Rick. But also we've picked up some MC gigs. So we've started working with the Real Songwriters of Melbourne. Have you heard of them at all?
No, haven't heard of them.
So a lot of up-and-coming, I'd say underrepresented acts. They work with Jenna Marino, who heads up the Real Songwriters of Melbourne. And whenever they have a live music event now, they just keep inviting us back to MC and host the night. So we've got one coming up in Brunswick at Wick Studios on the 22nd of July. But also, on a side note, I've been asked to MC and speak at a conference and retreat in Fiji.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, well, which is... Yeah. That one in particular, it's going to have some music and some celebrity types speaking, but it's about learning from those that have shown resilience, how they've been able to get back up on their feet and succeed. So the one that I'm emceeing at is, that's the 22nd to the 27th of August in Fiji. Kerri-Anne Kennelly is the main guest speaker. But there's also Robert Rigby from Sony, who kicked off Warner Music. He's also going to be there speaking. And have you come across Ken Davis at all?
No, never heard of him.
Ken Davis is the world's leading musical composer of relaxation music. And if you look him up on YouTube, one of his recent tracks has got more than 5 million listens or views. It's, you've got to have a listen to his music to appreciate the talent that he's got. But he'll be there and he'll be doing intimate concerts every single night on the island, which is, I'm really excited about it.
Stuff. All right. We'll come back to you in a minute, Ali. Let's go to Jake. Jacob, welcome to the podcast.
Welcome to the podcast yourself.
We went to PBS FM on, when was it, Wednesday. We went and seen Peter. He does a show on PBS from 11 to 1. The mock what's it called? What's it called, Jacob? I can't remember.
Mock Shop.
That's it. Mock Shop. I can't say the name. Great catching up with Peter.
Yeah, also, next time probably, whenever he pops the show on, probably have me a malt.
Well, you can actually call in because he accepts Facebook video calls.
He does?
Yeah, he does, yeah.
Oh, wow. That's cool.
Because you can actually, you can actually put him on air. You can actually put you on air.
That's cool.
Yeah, that's cool. So how's your week been, mate? Anything else exciting during that?
Raining like hell outside.
Yes.
Send some our way, Jacob. It's as dry as chips up this part of the
country. We are getting some rain in a couple of days. So
It's almost droughty up in this part of the world. We just have nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing. It's
and also, also shout out to Danny from the UK. He actually is a new patron on.
Oh, cool. Big shout out.
Webcast. $10 Patreon. Good on you, mate.
Woohoo.
You're a legend.
Well done, Danny.
You're a legend, Danny.
To finish off what I was saying?
Yes.
Yeah, you wouldn't want these storms that they just pop out of nowhere. It's because it's starting to become hurricane season.
Ah, no, I don't want those. You can keep those.
Yeah, you can have them.
we don't want you exporting them to Australia, no.
Them.
Actually, they wouldn't be able to make it because the water would change the temperature in it.
Yeah, it wouldn't get here.
And if it reached you, it would be called a typhoon.
Yeah, or a cyclone. So probably more a cyclone, but yep.
So Darryl,
yes?
It was a great experience there. you ever get down here in Melbourne, make sure you come and check it out. It's great. Great station.
Yeah, no, station. No, I'll do that because I'm sort of always interested in radio stations and community. Like, I mean, we have a community radio station here in Mansfield, and not that I haven't been in it for a number of years, but it's interesting what they use, the technology they use, the sound equipment, the mixers, the whole bizzo. It gives you an idea of how it's done. So I'm always interested. So yeah.
Because I was asking Peter how long would it take for me to learn that sort of to learn to use that sort of equipment. He said like 5 minutes, so it's pretty easy to use.
Well, if you've had a mixer for yourself for a long time, well, longer than I have, and I think if you've got even a small mixer, you can get the principles of how something like that works. It's just that, you know, in radio stations, they use much larger versions of them and they've got more microphones hanging off them and stuff like that. But I think the principles are similar. And, yeah, it's an interesting course. It would be an interesting course to do a sort of an audio. There's so much you can do with audio, but you just got to know how to do it.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And he also had a couple of work experience people there watching him do the show as well. So that was cool as well.
They do that on the ABC as well. I know John Fain's program, he was talking during the week. I had it on at work there, and he had a work experience student in. He actually interviewed him for a few minutes, and I don't know what he was doing as a work experience student, but that'd be great to be able to get inside a radio station or a TV station for that matter and see what all the technology.
They call it over here OJT.
OJT. Sounds like a drink.
On the job. No, on the job training.
Yeah, on the job training. Yep. Yep. So
Ali, what about at your station where you work at? Is it very similar to PBS FM? Is it very easy to
use? Oh, yeah. Look, I was just having a little flashbacks then because I first started out in radio in 2001, and that's when I was living in Adelaide and I was on the Italian radio station. And we were using – there was no library catalogue. All the music was CD-based. So, you know, apart from putting your levels up and going on air to speak, you were just putting CDs into the CD rack and taking them out again. Where now it's very different. And I thought last March when I started at Southern FM, I thought, oh, how am I going to remember how to use it all? But it's just like getting back on a bike. And it's the simplicity because we do use Radio Boss for our library catalogue. All our, community service announcements, all our show promos, everything's in there. It's just, you just double click and it plays.
Well, I was saying, to you guys before we started recording, I mean, there's an app, if you've got an iPad or even if you want to use it on an iPhone, called Boss Jock, and it's like a soundboard app, and you upload the music to your device and then you tell Boss Jock where it is, and it just adds it to like a button. So if you've got a number of... whether it's music tracks or you've got a number of things you want to play throughout a podcast or that, you just tap it and it plays. There's no lag. There's no thinking, now I've got to click here, then I've got to click off and go back and do something else. It's sort of instantaneous, and you've got the controls over the volume, which means you can, you know, lower the volume if you want to speak over it towards the end. I think it's a great app.
It's pretty cool. I mean, I know that with what we use at the station, a few guests that have come in have stood there in amazement because I'm not only doing the panel for our show and announcing and selecting the playlist, but I also do the social media during the show. And sometimes, you know, we'll have a guest come in and they'll perform a live track or two, and we'll have Facebook video going while I'm adjusting the levels, while I'm doing a shout out on Twitter and Periscope, and and everyone looks a little bit confused, but I managed to do it. And layer by layer.
Yeah, how do you manage all that, Ali? Like, you must be a big job. Like, I thought someone else would be. No.
I panel. So, I build the playlist. I build the whole thing, really. And everyone just sort of sits there and has a good time. And I'm just the one pressing the buttons. I enjoy having the challenge of using multiple applications. So I always make sure that my phone's charged so I can be tweeting or Snapchatting. And I think, Brad, you're on my Snapchat, so you see some of those.
I do, yes.
And then I've got Twitter open on another screen, and then I've got another screen with a playlist, and then on my phone I'll also be doing Insta. And sometimes if I'm feeling really, really enthusiastic, I'll have my iPad there as well and my MacBook, and I'll have everything all going at the same time.
Wow, that's a big job.
I'm on the right podcast, let's just say that.
So what power station are you close to that you're draining everything off the national grid to try and run all your devices?
Well, Brighton. Brighton is where the radio station is
Brighton.
Based.
Oh, Brighton. Oh, it's Brighton. Oh,
yeah. Yeah.
But I think it's PBS in America, the radio version of that. I noticed on Facebook they do a live when I think her name is Corva, I can't pronounce her other name. She reads the news highlights and they do it as a live stream. And it's really interesting if you ever sort of watch it, because she's doing exactly the same thing. She's sort of mixing the board and she's talking, and then she's got sheets of paper that she's reading headlines from as well, and she's shuffling them around on the – and it's just amazing to watch. If you just sit and watch, because you're sort of sitting side on to how she's doing it, and then at the end when she talks to obviously her producer and they have a sort of like a chit-chat about the news and to give you a bit more detail. But it's amazing when you're watching all that, hands are flashing around on various buttons and dials and various other things on the mixer, and then the pages are being shuffled. And then, of course, she's actually reading it with a lovely radio voice at the same time. I'm thinking, you know, multitasking.
What I might do on Monday for you guys is I'll take my tripod into the studio and I'll grab some visual of me doing the panel and the mixing and announcing all at the same time. And you'll get a feel for the chaos. Yeah. But
that'd be awesome.
I also host quiz nights here in the southeast of Melbourne. And the setup for that is you've got your projector with my MacBook with the playlist. And there's two different playlists in Spotify that I jump from. And then I've also got an iPod, which has the visual, and then my notes and the microphone and, you know, 50, 60 people. So I feel like, you know, that was next level, going from doing the radio panel to the quiz tech stuff. Just waiting for the next big opportunity, I guess, to maybe mix lighting as well.
But that's cool. But it's... and by the way, good to have you on the show, by the way, Ali. Good to have Ali D.
Thanks for having me back.
And, good to have you on the podcast. We just want to catch up and see what you've been up to the last 6 months.
Yeah. It's been a crazy 6 months.
What's been happening? Exciting going to happen soon?
I'm going to give you some of my highlights. And I think the biggest highlight for me, when I first heard Fundamentals late last year, I had a feeling, and I'm not quoting Black Eyed Peas, but I had a feeling that they were going to be in the ARIA charts. Now, earlier this year, they hit the ARIA charts and their album made second place, just missing out to 50 Shades Darker. At first place. But they had their recent tour, which was the Everyone We Know tour, and I managed to get a pass and I flew over to Adelaide. I snuck over there. I know you were questioning me, Brad. You were like, why are you keeping it a secret?
Okay, that's right.
I am from Adelaide, and to be honest, if you don't have a month there, you just don't have enough time to see everyone and people get slightly annoyed. So I snuck over and went to their concert at the Gov, which was out of control. And I've got a feeling that they are going to be nominated for an ARIA this year, at least one.
Yeah.
Because their style of hip-hop, I say it's hip-hop / pop. You know, it's a beautiful sound, beautiful harmonies. You can hear what they're saying. You understand the lyrics. Totally fangirl about them. So that was pretty special to be able to see them, you know, up close and personal.
Nice.
I guess another highlight is, working now with the Real Songwriters of Melbourne. So they had their last gig, I think it was in March, and Brick and I got up on stage and interviewed them on stage, the musicians, and then watched them perform and sort of closed it off. But we've been invited back to do that again. And we've got the three performing artists featuring on our show over the next 3 weeks. And also... Fiji. I'm so excited about going to Fiji. It's, I don't think I could put it into words, especially because how cold it's been here in Melbourne.
That's so cool. Yeah. Good on you. Well done.
Yeah. Yeah. So I've been speaking with a lot of musicians behind the scenes and doing publicity for a lot of up-and-coming singer-songwriters. And I feel like you know, it's very overwhelming for anyone because of the technology these days.
Yeah.
They, if I could just explain it, you know, they'll, their craft is to write music and sing it beautifully. And then once it's, you know, recorded, mastered, whatever it is, it's ready to go out, it's ready to be released, they don't know what to do with it. And, you know, who do they send it to and how do they send it? And I don't, I'd like to know what you guys think about the fact that with so much technology, how does anyone dedicate time properly to any one type of technology?
Well, I love vinyl. I love vinyl. I've been into vinyl about a year now. I buy vinyl and I play and I listen to cassette tapes. And I use my iPhone.
I should maybe be a bit clearer about it. You know, if I send out a press release, for example, to 300 radio stations, that's the type of stuff that I do when I'm behind the scenes.
Oh, okay. Sorry, my bad.
And I can't share with you who the musicians are, but anyway, so I do that. And sometimes it takes 8 weeks for a station to reply and say, thanks, we've read the email. Thanks, we've passed it on. The question I have is, when we've got, you know, Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram, you've got Skype, you've got, you know, email, you've got text message, like all these forms of technology, how does anyone properly master the communication they get through the different types of technology?
I don't think you can. I think you just got to specialise in. It's like technology in general. You know, in the old days when I was young, with computers, you could be a jack of all trades. You know, you could do everything from repairing a computer to writing the code to setting it up to teaching people. You could do the whole thing from go to woe. But as the technology developed and it branched down into so many different, you know, things, you just can't do it all. And I think if you try to do it all, you won't do any of it well. But if you select a couple of areas where you think, hey, I'm really good at this or I can be really good at that, and you can specialise. But I think with radio stations, they're the same as TV networks. They haven't, I mean, if you look at the TV networks, commercial networks, when they advertise about, you know, they've got their policies and if you want to contact them, you can't even email them. Because they don't want your emails. If you're complaining, say, to Prime Network because you think a show was broke their guidelines, you've got to actually write to them. And that's part of that, they don't want the emails. And the other thing is they probably have so few staff. I don't know what radio stations are like, the commercial radio stations, but they have so few staff now that they just say, oh, well, write to us or we'll email us and we'll get back to you at some stage in the future.
It's true. I mean, we've got around 100 volunteers at our station.
Yep.
But, you know, everyone's got their own program, and in many ways there's more music that's being released than we can physically play in a 2 or 3 hour show.
Yep. I guess it's just a matter of working out what you think is the best form of communication for your audience. So if you've got if your audience is a really young audience that might be, you know, Snapchat or something like that. I mean, just using that as an example. And so you focus on that. Or if it's an older audience, it might be, you know, email or something. But yeah, it's difficult. There's just so many formats that you can communicate now.
Yeah. Jacob, I was curious to know, how do you find out about what's happening with music in Australia?
Through Brad.
That's through Brad.
Only, yeah, that's the only way I can.
So there's no other forums, there's no websites, there's no, like, well, do you hear much of Australian music over there on the radio?
Yeah, he does. He listens to Triple M and PBS FM and other stuff as well. So he does listen to Australian music, listens to your station, Ali.
Yeah. So I was just curious to know, like, you know, when it comes to music airplay here, we hear so much music from the UK, music from the US. But in the US, like, what do you hear from Australia? Are they still playing, you know, Men at Work? Or, like, what are they playing over there that's from here? Because I saw Amy Shark, and she's another one that I've got an interview there pending. You know, she started out, she's from Queensland, and her music, I think pretty much anyone can listen to the lyrics and really identify with. But, I saw something where she was over in the US and she recorded Adore as like a live, real stripped back acoustic version. And I wondered, you know, how much airplay do our Australian singer-songwriters get over in the US?
Oh, hey, Brad. We got a ghost that just wants you to add her in.
You didn't answer a question, Jacob. Come on.
Sound the ball. Come on, answer it.
Yeah, well, sound the ball, Jacob. Answer a question, mate.
Well, with the music, yeah, there is some music. But some of it Brad has to tell me about beforehand. So I learn from sometimes from the DJs and all that stuff or the record stores.
Okay. Okay. Because that was something I was thinking recently was, you know, it's one thing for me to be interviewing musicians on a Monday morning on air, and it's another for me to put an online interview up on my web. But at the same time, you know, how do people know the majority of songs that have come out because there are so many songs? So I've been working on something behind the scenes that I'm looking to do as a, well, it's kind of secret, it kind of isn't, but I'm looking to do a, like a monthly update to recap what was new, because I can't forecast what is coming up. I mean, I do have musicians that I'm working with that are, I've listened to their EP, but, you know, they're not releasing it for another 3 months. So I can't break their confidence or their loyalty and share that. But I am looking at a way to do a bit of a recap. And so basically people can go to ledofficial.com and go, ah, these are the songs that came out. And I really want to be flagging the Australian singer-songwriters just to keep, you know, my underpinning focus was to focus on those Australian underrepresented musicians.
Awesome. So Ali, what do you prefer to play music? Are you a vinyl person or a...
Look, I've got my vinyl at home. The last vinyl that I bought was Fundamentals, everyone we know.
Yes.
I don't know if you've seen that one, Brad.
No, I haven't seen that one, no.
Oh, it's beautiful. It's, you know, one of them is blue, one of them is orange, and there's a smoke that's sort of designed across the vinyl. It, you know, I like vinyl. Vinyl has a different sound. It reminds me of my upbringing.
Yep.
But at the same time, it annoys me that I get up off the couch and flip, you know, the vinyl. I'd love
I think that's a vinyl player. That's what I like about vinyl. You just change it over and then put the thing down and then away you go.
Yeah, but I don't want to change it over. I just want it on repeat. And you can't put, I don't believe on my vinyl player, I don't believe I can repeat a song. I'm not going to do a comparison between vinyl players and CD players, but I'm so used to listening to music through Spotify on my phone that, you know, for me, I can just repeat a song all day, every day, and that's great. But on vinyl, you have to physically be there. And my vinyl player is also a wireless one that I can take to the park and I can play at the park if I feel so inclined.
Sweet.
You're big on vinyl, though. I know that.
I love vinyl. Love vinyl. I love collecting cassettes and CDs now, which I love. It's awesome. It's a great hobby. Jacob, any questions for Ali before we wrap the podcast up? Before we go to Aldrin as well. Aldrin's here. Welcome, Aldrin, to the podcast. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Coming to do a quick hello, goodbye at the end.
That's okay. Jacob, go ahead, mate, real quick.
You really answered all the questions, but all I have to say is next time Brad and I are on there, you know, like doing shout outs to each other, be a little warned of the music might be a little more harsh.
Oh!
So what do you mean harsh? What do you mean by harsh, Jake? What sort of music are you talking, mate? What?
Yeah,
Pantera, them bands?
Death metal.
Yeah, what we did last time, I put in chop suey.
Oh yeah, that's
yeah. You did. Well, what I was going to say was, if you want to have a listen in, because I'm having my online birthday bash, it would be the equivalent. Well, for me, it's Monday the 10th of July, so not this Monday, but the one following. We'll be on. Rick and I'll be on together, and yeah, send through your, you know, most craziest music request and I'll make it happen for you because I'll be feeling all birthday love, you know what I mean?
Hey, Jacob.
Oh, no. Oh, don't worry. Everybody's going to be listening.
Do you play?
Oh, now I'm a little bit worried.
Do you play any like old music for us old people? Like, you know,
yeah,
like
look,
a bit
play,
of Deep Purple
play
and a bit of
anything from. We've got a real eclectic mix.
That's good.
When it comes to our taste of music. So, yeah, we'll play, you know, occasionally we might play Queen or something like the other day we had Abracadabra.
Oh, God, that's a blast.
You know,
sort
of one of our listeners said, can you please play it? And that was, you know, that was an older song, but.
What about NWA? Do you play NWA?
NWA? Can't say I've ever played NWA on air, no.
Okay. Would you play it if someone requested it?
If someone requests a song, I'll make every effort to play.
Wow, okay. Even with swearing. As I
can, well, if they're swearing in it, you know, language warning. Look, our preference, being a Monday breakfast show, you know, people wake up. They don't want to hear the F words and everything else.
Yeah,
but
there
are some really good songs out at the moment that have those words in them, and I want to play them.
Fair enough. Daryl, any last questions before we wrap the podcast up with Ali?
It must be interesting because you were saying about how you get artists like Australian song producers and that into a US market. It must be a boon, though, that at least with most radio stations now, they're able to live stream across the net, which means, you know, like, you know, Jacob, for example, can listen to a number of Australian radio stations that he never, a few years ago, you wouldn't have had the chance, he wouldn't have had the chance to do.
Yeah, that's true. And it's something that I encourage with all of the musicians. Like, if they come into our show, we'll do a live stream on Facebook and Periscope. If I go to events, I'll do the live stream on Periscope. And then I say to them to do it themselves. The only problem for them would be that if they are a solo performer, like as the singer-songwriter, if they don't have someone going with them to events or interviews, there's no one to video them doing their performance. It's the only downfall.
Yep.
Okay, Alderman, what did you want to ask Ali? You wanted to say something?
Yes, hello, Ali. Thank you for joining us today on the podcast. Now, I'm at an event in Sydney at the moment with a US guy. He's a millionaire underdog, he calls himself, called JT Fox. And I just want to share something from this event that I've been at. And what they were saying is, what would you do if money wasn't an issue? What would you love to do with your life? So it's something really important to think about, because often people go around in life doing things that they're not happy doing, and they do it because they need, you know, a bit of quick cash or whatever it is. But often if you love what you do, the money will come. And I'd say, Ellie, with you doing what you're doing, I'd imagine that you absolutely love what you're doing. So it's just something I just wanted to leave you with that thought today and just say, well, you know, if money wasn't an issue, what would you absolutely love to do? Because, you know, life is very short, and I think it is really about seizing the moment. So I just wanted to bring you that bit of inspiration from the JT Fox event here in Sydney. There's about 200 people here at this event, and JT Fox is he's worth over $50 million, very interesting man. And he's had people like John Travolta and Sylvester Stallone, and he's got Mark Wahlberg coming to one of his events. So I'm actually going to be at his event in LA later this year called Family Reunion. And, you know, I think a lot of it has to do with who you hang out with too, and, you know, hanging out with positive people can really make a big difference. So that's what I wanted to say. And Ellie, I would imagine that you absolutely love what you do. Is it paying dividends for you with what you're doing now, or is it something where the money will come for you?
Yeah, look, when I really first started out on my own in 2012, I was sick of the corporate sector, and I just felt like I didn't have my purpose fulfilled. So I went out on my own, and you know, now 5 years on, you could say that in a couple of months I'm going to be in a position where I comfortably, you know, I've built enough momentum. I've put myself out there and demonstrated my abilities, and I never have done it for money. Like what you're just saying, that question there. I know that if I invest my time and my abilities for no payment, and I've done a lot of that over the last 5 years, I will find myself in a successful position, and I love everything that I do. So it is paying dividends. Like I don't have any need to be going to Centrelink or anything like that. I live incredibly comfortably, but it's because of the foundations that I set up, and I am very what you see is what you get. I don't have ulterior motives. I'm not working from
my pocket. I'm working from my heart, and I think that's a very big difference.
Yeah, that's awesome. And, you know, authenticity is a really big thing nowadays as well.
Yeah.
So whatever you do, you know, bring that heart to it. And, you know, the money will come. The money is really just a sign that what you're doing is being valued in the community. So the more people that value what you do and the more people's problems you can help, that, you know, manifests itself in an exchange of value or money. You know, in the old days it was gold and silver and things like that, or trading services that people would do, and now we show it with money. So it's a sign of appreciation for what you do. So money will come, just like Brad has been doing this podcast now for 7 years, Brad, and it's starting to pay off now. You know, there's more people coming on board and supporting the podcast. So, you know, it takes time sometimes, but I think if you just stick with it and follow your heart, it will pay off.
It's true. And if I can, before I go, if I can just leave something to think about as well with what you're saying about value, just have a think about also that others will only value you if you value yourself. So that's something that I've been thinking about a lot, probably, let's say, the last 12 weeks. I've been thinking about how I value myself, because it's my own perception of myself is how others perceive me. And that's, you know, in response to your very, very valid question, I thought if I could add that in there, because I feel there's a lot of people that are saying, you know, no one sees the value in me, no one sees what I can contribute. But if people aren't recognising in themselves what their value is, and that's not a dollar figure, you know, that in itself is something that we need to be conscious of.
And before we go, Ali, you actually met up with Corey. He promotes.
I went and had lunch with Corey last month. I'm hoping to go again, if not this month, maybe next. And I went to Cafe Palette and met Joe. Tracy wasn't there because she was in Sydney, but he's an outstanding guy. And big shout out to Corey. He does all of the promo for our show on Southern FM, which incredibly thankful for. I took him out for lunch. It was the least I could do.
Good stuff. Good on you. Ali, thanks for being on the podcast, mate. You're a legend.
Thanks for having me, and I'll be watching you guys closely online.
Thank you. Appreciate your time. Thanks for being on. And where can they get hold of you, by the way, if they want to ask you more questions?
If anyone wants to find me, I'm on Instagram. I'm also on Twitter. I'm also on Snapchat and Facebook. You just type in ELLIED official, or you could go to my website, which is ledofficial.com.
All right. Good stuff. Thanks, Ali.
Thanks so much.
No problem. Thanks for being on. Jacob Jones, what do you want to say before we wrap the podcast up, mate?
Nothing much. You can follow me at jazzbot32669.
All right, get me on Twitter at Brad Oz and at Tech Webcast. Daryl, what about you, mate?
Then get me on the Twitters at Learnscape and on Google Plus at plus Daryl Hunt.
And Alden, what about you?
They can find me at Aldwyn, or just search Aldwyn Altenay, ALDWYNALTUNEY, and you'll find me on Instagram, Facebook, Google+, YouTube channel with that name, also Snapchat and LinkedIn as well. So love to connect with you. And also my website, AAXPOSE.com. Love to connect with you. Thank you very much. Awesome show. Thank you, Ellie, for being our guest, and thank you, Brad. Where can they find out more about you, Brad?
You can get me on Twitter at Brad Oz on the Tech Webcast, and I did come through with a new intro and outro, Alderman, as you may know.
Yes, I heard that. Yes, well done. Congratulations. Excellent.
And you didn't come through with a turntable.
Oh, I've got a turntable. I do have one at home, so it turns out. Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes, so I have a turntable. So it's just a matter of using it now. And I'm actually in Sydney, so I'm not at home to use it right now. However, I do have one.
Awesome. Okay, good stuff. Thanks, Alden, being on.
Yes. Thank you.
See you next week. Thank you. Thanks, guys. Jacob and Daryl, you guys can say whatever you want.
Oh, my God.
I wasn't here last week, so go ahead, guys.
Oh, well, another tech webcast. Jacob is done and dusted.
That's it. And Jacob has lost the game. And here's a new outro.
Thank you for listening to Tech Webcast. Don't forget to like us on Facebook and Twitter at Tech Webcast. We'll catch you next time. Cheers. Tech Webcast. Tech Webcast.
A beautiful liftoff. Climbing nicely. Roll program initiated.